Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, everybody, get your heads right on a Monday. It is Monday, after all. It is March 30th, 2020. We are Ben and Woods. I'm Woodsy. Ben will be in shortly. And got our EP, executive producer, the Lone Wolf, soon to be Lone Wolf, Paul Reindl in studio. I'll explain. Paulie, how was your weekend, first of all?
It's Monday, right?
It is Monday. Today is Monday.
All the days, total blur.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people say that. It hasn't been that way for me because our lives haven't changed that much. Being that we got up and came to the studio every day.
Now
that's about to stop. That's stopping.
For me, the whole world around us seems like it's kind of slowed down and or stopped.
Yesterday,
that's what's caused me to think, what day is today?
Yesterday took 36 hours. It was a regular 24-hour day that took 36 hours. I love my family. My wife and I even remarked last night, why is today taking forever? We looked at the clock. I was like, you realize it's only 5. This lunatic doesn't go to bed till 7:30. Of course, referring to my son, Bo, who every night after his bath just goes absolutely ape-ess in our house. Running around with, like, bags on his head, running into walls, doing spins and falling down, laughing. Yeah, just as crazy as it gets. I looked at him, I go, it's 5 o'clock. We have 2.5 hours. We've already had dinner. Like, it was just, yesterday took forever. And I think a lot of people are running into that right now. She said, my wife Hannah said, I'd cut like 4 hours off the day. I go, I would cut 7 hours off. I'd go to bed at 1:30 if I could, p.m. and just call it a day.
God, that'd be nice.
Oh my God. So at
Wake
any
up
rate,
and it's time for work.
Mm-hmm. Mm. At any rate, so just wanted
we
to.
We really need that Hibernol.
Yeah,
that, just.
That Hibernol.
Fast forward through however long this is going to take.
That big vat of cold syrup, and you just drink it, and you pass out for like 4 to 6 months, and you wake up. Our luck, we would take it, and nothing would change. And you wake up, and you're like, wow, I have super long hair, a long beard, long fingernails. But, you know, listen, I got a 2-year-old. Somebody's got to take care of that kid. And it's just, let me fill you guys in. First of all, I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a safe weekend. I hope everybody is feeling somewhat healthy and happy. It is hard to feel happy. The darkness is creeping in a little. I can't lie. I wish that I could sit here and say, no, everything's great. It is creeping in just a touch in my head. I had my first panic attack of the whole coronavirus yesterday. I have been known to get them from time to time. Now, for me, here's what they feel like. I will be just walking or just sitting or whatever, and then my chest will tighten up, and I feel like I'm having a heart attack. It feels like I'm lying on my back, Paulie, and somebody has put a big, fat safe.
Ugh.
It's just resting on my chest.
Feeling.
And then my ears start to get, it feels like my ears have filled up with fluid. It's really weird. So I try to breathe through it, you know, before I dive into the pills. Now, I've got a prescription for Xanax for these. They're little Xanax. They're little ones. They're like 0.5 milligrams, something. And I usually break them in half. But, man, when I take one, I'm kind of out of it. I fall asleep, you know, wake up kind of groggy. So I yesterday decided I'm just going to fight through this first one. And it really does, man. It feels like somebody's got a tourniquet around my chest and they're standing behind me just kind of tightening it. And I'm like, and it happened. I was giving my kid a bath at 6. And he was, you know, he's doing what a 2-year-old does in the bath, splashing and kind of like, yeah, kind of yelling and loud. And I was like, all right, it's enough, Bobo. And he looks at me like, what? I'm in the bath. Like, you want to take a calm bath? And I'm like,
let me just clean myself.
Yeah, should I just clean myself or sit back and relax? He's like, no, I'm in the bath. This is where I get to go haywire. And he was right. So I was like, okay, you're good. Okay. And I just sat there, dude, my head between my legs, just trying to breathe through it. So listen, I'm right there with you. Whatever you're experiencing, you know, I can certainly sympathize and would love to be able to help. Now, I think what's going to happen, based on everything we've been told, today is going to be our last day in the studio. The show will continue. It will go on. I think that's not uncommon. There are a lot of radio shows and radio stations and TV stations, for that matter, that are doing this. And I think it's probably important that we do that. Paul has been exempt. Paul is basically allowed to come in and run the board. Now,
I'm very important.
Yeah, very important.
I am essential AF.
I told Paul last week on a call, Paulie, you're our only hope. You are our Obi-Wan Kenobi. Our only hope of keeping this show going and sounding even close to the show that our listeners have become accustomed to is with you in the studio. It's just not going to work with you out of the studio. It just won't. So Paul will be here. Luckily for us, Ben's parents have a back house, which is great. And they're going to go out and test the internet there today. The sweetest people in the world. They have upgraded their internet, by the way.
Wow.
Which is just incredible. So that we can continue to do the show for you guys. And for ourselves and for our families. Yeah, absolutely. Ben and I will be 6 feet apart, but we will be together. And I feel like that's a very important piece of this. The fact that Ben and I are the co-host and we are able to look each other, feed off of each other, I think it's paramount.
Huzzah!
Again, to the success of the show. Now, my favorite show in the world, my show I've told you guys about a million times back in Dallas, called The Hardline, they were on remote 3 out of 5 days a week. And a remote being, they're at a bar, they're at a restaurant, you know, they would go anywhere, and they would do these live shows. And you just got used to it after a while. So again, we talk every single day about what is the new normal. The new normal changes every day, okay? It really, really does.
Every 6 hours.
Yeah, every 6 hours or so, the new normal changes. And so we as a station, we've been able to have pretty productive meetings so far on this Discord app. And we've been able to communicate with each other. We're in communication with our boss a bunch. So I don't think it's going to change all that much. Obviously, we're going to miss seeing Paulie. I'm going to miss seeing Paulie first thing in the morning as Paul and I kind of... It's typically our most creative time. Maybe we can FaceTime or Zoom or something, Paulie. Here's my question to you. So we are going to be, Ben and I are going to be broadcasting from Ben's parents' house, the Ben and Woods bunker, as it will. Very original, as every other radio station in the world is now calling theirs a bunker. Why not join in the fray there? So we will be broadcasting from the...
Very unoriginal of you.
Yeah, it so is. We are going to be broadcasting from the Ben and Woods bunker. Ben comes in later than I do. Am I going to be walking onto his parents' property at 4 a.m.? I'd like to keep the same semblance of my schedule.
Yeah, you don't want to show up at 4:55.
No, and like turn on Paul, what's up? Right. I'd like to come in at 4, like I usually do. Is that going to be okay? Are the Higgins going to give me a key to their back home? Because what they may find, is me just moving in there entirely.
Right.
At some point, if my wife does finally get fed up.
Woods, it's 6 o'clock on a Saturday night. You're not supposed to be here.
I'm prepping, Mr. and Mrs. Higgins. Don't mind me. I'll be in the back. Is it okay if Bo comes over for a swim later?
It's Bo's weekend.
It's Bo's. I've got Bo this weekend. My wife is getting close to either just slitting my throat or just sending me off to the Higgins. So, listen, you know, I joke about
it. The answer is no. Ben will not be there at 4 a.m.
Yeah, he's not coming at 4, nor do I expect him to. He does still have two jobs. But I just wonder if that's okay. And Ben, I'm sure, will answer that question when he gets in. I would like to bring a printer over and buy a printer and bring it over to the Higgins house so that I can print things off. I want to turn it into like a little Ben and Woods kind of studio because that's what it's going to be over the next few months. But yeah, man, you know, typical weekend in our house, a lot of social distancing. I stayed in. The only times I left were to go to the store. I went to the store yesterday morning, got pretty much everything I needed, made a delicious, delicious pot roast, one of the best I've ever made, just crushed it. And then I realized that I forgot the two things that my wife had requested. So I had to go back to the store. That was arugula and avocados, and I forgot both of them. They were on the list, and I told her, I don't think they were on the list. They were on the list. I know that. I can admit that now. So I went back and got that. The other thing we've been doing a lot of, so we live in Solana Beach, and there is an executive course, a little small golf course behind our condo complex. Do you know that a golf course is a really lovely place when there are not golfers on it?
Oh.
It may be the greatest.
It's like a giant park.
Dude, it may be the Paul, it's a giant park with sand and beautifully manicured grass and vast open spaces to walk and play with your son. There's a pond that we fed ducks in yesterday. My kid is now obsessed. Dad at golf course, dad at golf course. It turns out golf courses are really, really fun places to go when you're not golfing and when there are no golfers there. It's really been a savior for my family to go take these long, long walks. Now, I've been kicking the idea around, too, of getting back into some fitness. What a great place to go for a long walk or a nice jog. It's beautiful. I'm very happy that it's there, and I'm going to use this thing every single day. I now find myself looking forward to long, rambling walks down the fairway. When I play golf, I'm never on the fairway. I don't know that I ever see the fairway when I actually play golf. I'm usually in the woods. So it's really been quite spectacular. Bo loves to play in the sand pits. They call them sand traps, from what I'm told. And it's just been a really a nice thing to have. What about you? Are you guys getting outside at all, Paulie, where you live?
No.
No. You are hunkered.
Some walks.
You're hunkered down.
Some walks, letting the dogs out. Now, I just came up with a genius makeshift plan over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I live in a similar situation to where you'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
A granny house. Flat.
Yeah.
A back house. A guest house. Whatever you want to call it. There is a main house where my landlord lives.
Yep.
We have the house off the back alley. Now, we have three dogs, and I don't like just leaving the door open and letting the dogs
sure.
go in and out because I don't want them going into her
right.
garden and the other person's yard and all that. So I usually have to walk the dogs out into the alley. There's three of them. They're going in three different directions. It sucks.
Yeah.
Well, found a couple of large pieces of wood. I don't really know how else to describe it, but they're long, large, flat pieces of plywood that were used for some sort of construction happening on the main house. They were not being used. I made a makeshift gate in front of our door. So now the dogs can just walk in and out. And they have our little side yard
Good.
And my little backyard. So that's pretty much all we've been doing.
And you guys aren't taking long family walks.
Not long family walks now.
Okay. How come?
It's
not into it.
It's not really into it.
Not
never,
into it.
Never been into a huge walking
same.
People.
Same. But now I'm finding myself. I mean, dude,
I used to go on runs.
I got to tire this kid out. I got to tire this kid out or our life is going to be a living hell. And we were talking about it last night. We need to go to break, I know. Let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll finish this story. And we'll go open phones, 833-288-0973. We'd love to hear from you guys how you're dealing with it. Want you to know, though, we are doing everything we can to make sure that we stay on the air. We're here for you. And let's not BS each other. We're here for us, too. This is really therapeutic to be able to come in and talk to you guys every single day. We love you. And we appreciate you guys hanging with us. 833-288-0973. We will hit open phones next on Ben and Woods. Let's get a quick check of traffic. Right. Nothing wrong with a little Van Halen to get your Monday started. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan, and we're waiting for Ben to get here. You guys may be privy to, you know, some behind the scenes. I was just talking to Paul. I'm like, hey, let's get all the logistics figured out. Let's just do it on the air, because it's not like we don't have 3 hours and 40 minutes left. I mean, this is the time for experimental radio. We could be like Pink Floyd when they first started, just very experimental. Where we just have our normal conversations on the air for all to hear. People love that stuff. People are begging, hey, Woods, you need to live stream this and live stream that. I'm like, can I live? Just let me live right now.
I give you 4 hours.
Like, yeah, I give you 4 hours. I give you 20 hours a week. But, I mean, if the people want more, Paulie, let's give them more, I guess. I'm totally fine having those conversations on the air because, again, frankly, there are things to talk about in sports right now. There's some weird proposals out there. But hey, listen, it's going to reach a point where it's like we are in an absolute holding pattern with sports. I do feel for networks like ESPN and, you know, certain other shows that really make their bones on sports, because for me, do I miss sports right now? Yeah, I do. I miss baseball. I'm not letting myself think about it. I'm not letting myself think about the fact that, you know, yesterday we would have been at the ballpark, me and the family.
I thought about that on Saturday.
You know?
Drove to the store, grabbed
something. Well, I had Mudfest on Saturday, Paul. I wasn't going to be able to
go
to the game. I would have been working the Puddle of Mud show.
I would have been there.
Small miracles of the coronavirus. The fact that I didn't. Now, I think I'm going to have to at some point. But I'll tell you what, I'll host the S out of that thing right now. Mudfest, what I wouldn't give to go out and drink beer with all of you guys and watch Puddle of Mud play live. All right?
See, I do miss sports. I think if we had live sports to follow, it would
be much easier.
Even if I worked in accounting or something.
Yeah, of
that
course.
That would make this whole staying inside, staying indoors, staying at home part so much better.
Of course. And it's not that I don't miss sports. I mean,
like we'd be going to the Final Four right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I do miss sports, but I miss baseball so much that I'm not allowing myself to think about it. You know what I mean? That's kind of where I'm at. And yesterday it got me as I was driving to the store. It was a beautiful, beautiful San Diego morning. And for just an instant, it popped into my head. Oh, you would be right now at some high school field with 16 of your buddies about to play a baseball game, you know? And it was like it was like 8:50 when I pulled in, and our games usually start at 9. And I thought to myself, man, right now I'd have the bubble guts. I'm 44 years old, man. I still get bubble guts before a game. You know, I still love being out there. And I'm like, oh boy, right now you'd be pacing the dugout, patting everybody's ass. Let's go. And it hit me. And I was like, oh, God, I miss playing baseball with my friends. And, you know, the other thing is, like, you can't even really go throw and, like, get together and take ground balls. And, you know, I can hit off the tee a little bit. But I've spent the last couple of weeks, Paulie, just getting adjusted. Now, this week I need to do things better. I need to get some more exercise. I've been taking these long walks, but I need to get more exercise and start hitting and things like that, things that I really enjoy doing. So that's kind of my pledge for this week. Hope everybody is keeping their heads right. I know it's hard, and we're going to be here as long as we can for you.
You talk about the networks and how you feel for them.
Yeah.
I mean, God, it's nothing but list, television,
yeah.
You know, the top 30 MLB games. in the month of April, and it's just, they're getting it's getting tired. So I had writer's block yesterday, coming up with the rundown for today's show. I'm like looking around. I'm like, okay, it's Sunday night, and the headlines have not changed since Thursday night.
Since Thursday night, the headlines are the same.
They're all the same headlines that we had for Friday's show. And I'm like, okay, time to get creative. And Megan's like, yeah, you know, you'll figure it out. You guys always do. And I go, yeah, the headlines haven't changed. Nothing has changed.
Nothing's changed.
So I flip on ESPN. I'm like, all right, try to get some creative ideas here. See what they're talking about. See what's going on in there. WrestleMania reruns.
It's incredible, man. It really is.
WrestleMania reruns.
You know, we ended last week on such a positive note. It was our two-year anniversary. I had so much fun on Friday. Paul, you did such a great job again. We had like 17 voicemails from from guys all over. I mean, Mud Grant leaving one at the end. Jesse Agler, Mike Reiner from Dallas, who I love so much. Texted with him over the weekend. It was incredible. Ernie Johnson, you know, wishing us well. So today kind of kicks off, Paul, year three for Ben and Woods. It's kind of this is the start of year three. And what a weird place to start. But let's go to our open phones, 833-288-0973. Would love to hear from you guys. Everyday Chris, I'm assuming, on the line.
To me.
Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing well.
Right on, yes. Congratulations again on the start of your third year on this remarkable journey.
Thank you.
What I want to say was the best way I could describe your show is it is basically, you're like a shenanigans first, and then, you got to mix in some sports too, and it all blends together perfectly. It totally makes my day, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Real quick, I know you like video games, Woods, so
yeah.
I'm going to take you back to memory lane. So
I love memory lane.
Thinking over the weekend. Yeah. I remember, I'm about the same age as you. I'm 49. So,
okay.
I remember going to the skating rink on Saturday. I was the first guy there. Had my roll of quarters.
Yep.
You know how you put the quarters all the way across the top so you can save the game? So my go-to was Asteroids and Missile Command. Man, I'm telling you. And then Track and Field
was so effing great. That game was so much fun.
Did you use the pencil?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Track and Field was like one of those, when it came out, you're like, oh, man, how do they think of this stuff? Track and Field was a good one. I'm trying to think of the one that really got me. Do you guys remember, Top Gun was really big, and they came out with that fighter jet one. I can't remember the name of it, but you would actually sit kind of in the deal, and you had the fighter pilot handle, and you could steer the plane and shoot. That one to me was like, that was next level.
Ben's good morning.
Here.
Good morning.
Hi, Ben.
There were two different versions of Track and Field.
One with the ball.
There was the button one, which Chris was talking about, where I had friends who knew how to do the pencil trick.
Yeah.
Where you'd use the pencil to flip back and forth to make your runner
run
fast. Because it always started, you had to get through the 100-yard dash to get to the next event or level. And I was never good at that because I didn't know the pencil trick.
Right.
So I would never be able to get through it. But then there was the trackball version.
Trackball was great.
Where you could just, I found one of those in an arcade. I got blisters on my hand from just spinning the trackball as fast as possible.
Well, and then later, when I was in college, Golden Tee came out. And that one to us, we used to get very, very under the influence and play Golden Tee for like 7 hours at a bar. And I mean, it was like, we're in the prime of our lives. There's girls running everywhere. And what are we doing? We're hunkered down in the back of the bar playing Golden Tee. But yeah, man, I played a lot of NHL hockey this weekend. I have a character that is based on me. I've been called up. I'm in the playoffs right now. I'm having a monstrous playoff series. My wife is livid. Yeah, yesterday I played in the middle.
Why did she bet against your team?
No, she did not bet against my team. But yesterday she goes, oh, you're just playing in the day now. And I go, well, it's a Sunday afternoon. Nothing's really going on. She goes, I thought this was going to be a nighttime thing. And I go, okay, so more rules in a pandemic and coronavirus. Okay, more rules. So now I'm only allowed to play at night after she goes to bed. So it's been really cool. It's special. It's a special time for our family. Ben, how you doing?
Doing fine. Had a quiet weekend, as I guess everyone did.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I raged so hard. Had the best time. A big party. It was fairly quiet in our house as well, besides the screaming 2-year-old. But, man, getting to spend a lot more time with my son has been great. It's been great.
Went on another marathon walk.
The walks.
I know you guys aren't huge long walkers. Shelly loves the
long
walk.
I am now.
So.
I am now.
You know, 5 miles is no longer even a thing.
5 miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of, like, that in terms of my daily life. Would that be La Mesa? Is that like walking from La Mesa to the work? It's about 5-6 miles, right?
Yeah.
Good God.
That's a long, long walk. Now it's just you and her?
Yeah, just me and her.
That's nice.
I do a separate walk with the dogs each day.
So you're getting your steps in. There's no question.
No, definitely getting my steps in for sure. Yeah, worked out a little bit on Saturday just on my own. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm trying
miles.
To be.
It's 8 miles.
Get healthy.
It'd be like walking
this.
From here to San Diego State University.
Yeah, I think today's got to be the day I start to crank it up, at least get some push ups going, a little run, something. Because I can't live this way. And I figure I'll sleep better the whole bit. So, Ben, Paul, anybody else on open phones?
No open phones.
All right. So, there's one voicemail. It's okay. Let's play it while Ben's here.
Hello, and this is Dr. Phillip. I'm calling for Mr. Ben Higgins. And I would just want to tell Mr. Ben Higgins that his hemorrhoid removal surgery is going to have to be pushed back 1 month.
Sorry, Ben.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic outbreak, unfortunately. So just do what I told you last week. Just keep on soaking them in that tub. You need that new tub you got. Just keep on soaking them.
Right.
You'll be okay. A little Epsom salts. Last time I heard you weren't putting the Epsom salts, and that's why you weren't getting the results you desired.
Right.
Put the Epsom salts in there, and you'll be good. You shrink them up and come to me in a month, and I'll cut them out just like you need to.
Right.
I think I might even freeze dry them. We'll see what the best
freeze
results
dry
are.
Freeze dry them.
Thank you, sir.
So
we'll see you next time.
Bye. I got a couple things there on the voicemail. Number one, what are Epsom salts? Number one. Number two, why would you freeze dry someone's hemorrhoids? That would mean you would cut them off and then freeze dry them maybe for use later. I think he meant to say he would freeze them off. Number three, look, I appreciate the effort as you're leaving voicemails.
I see what he's doing.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. They're not all home runs. Trust me. I've done plenty of bits that didn't go over. But what I need from our Tier 1 listeners, I need more. I need that voicemail filled up. All right? We need to weed through that.
Well, it's first of all, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Have you ever had hemorrhoids? This is an interesting conversation.
I don't really know for sure.
I think I have.
Yeah, probably at some point.
Yeah.
But whoever called in, and I have suspicion on who that might have
you
been.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know. I thought I recognized the voice.
Interesting.
They know a lot.
Name names.
Let's just say, if they're not an actual medical doctor, and I'm thinking if it's this person that I'm assuming, then he is not a medical doctor. He knows enough about the hemorrhoids that he has just called himself out.
Yes.
Knowing all the treatments and such.
100%.
You know. I got his number. Should we call him?
No. No. I think I might know who it is, too. I have a guess. But look, I appreciate the effort. I appreciate the bit. But we got to do better. All right? And that's on you guys, Tier 1s. I need that voicemail filled up. And it can be anything. Just tell us what you're doing that weekend. Whatever. You don't have to come with a bit. Just call and say, hey, that's what we really want from you guys. Let's take a break. We'll catch up with Ben. I'm interested to talk a little bit of Ben and Wood's bunker logistics. I'm sure you heard that driving in. I'm very confused on how things are going to be.
Well, yeah, we'll try to figure it out on the air, like you said.
Let's iron it out, because we've got nothing but time.
Why not? That's coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So what is life going to look like for Ben and Woods after today? We are going to try to figure it out right here on the air in our 5 a.m. hour with the Tier 1s right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. It's pretty quiet out there on my way in. Let's see what Kelly Danik has to say. Coming up a little bit later, Woods, second half of the program, we will do a coronavirus check-in and talk a little bit of baseball, whatever's going on here, service time discussions. Dan Zimborski, our friend from Fangraphs, senior writer, also an ESPN contributor, is going to join us. And Monday is our normal day, and we haven't talked to him in about a week and a half or so, with our 97.3 The Fan Padres insider, A.J. Cassavell. Whatever, I mean, he's got all the news and notes of what's been going on, staying as connected as possible to the team, front office, players, everything, as you can, at least as much as you can in this day and age through text and phone calls and stuff. So we'll talk to A.J. Cassavell coming at 8:35. All of our guests appearing on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. San Diego County Credit Union remains open. Rest assured your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com. So you're nervous about our potential new broadcast site. Now, hopefully, technology cooperates.
Yes.
Because we're going to test it out, I believe, after the show today.
Well, I mean, and
make
if
sure everything's good to go, and we will actually be there tomorrow, which is what we've been told is the plan.
Yes. And if it doesn't work, I don't know what we're going to do then. You know, if the internet connection's not strong enough, and I know your parents, being the sweetest angels that they are, they've upgraded their internet for us specifically, which is just incredible. I thank both of you guys, Mama Kim Higgins and Daddy Steve Higgins, for taking care of that.
I went over there on Saturday, and the signal seemed very strong. I was able to get on the Wi-Fi at the back house, and I think it should be okay. Now, I don't know exactly. You know, I wasn't able to connect to the station. I didn't have someone back here testing that because it was the weekend for me. We will do that today, but I would think if it works at other places that the internet was as good as you're going to get most anywhere. And so we'll be on location in our, you know, remote hideaway while Paul Reindl comes into the studio here and runs the controls and is just alone basically in the building.
Yeah, some of the, you know,
that's how most horror movies start, by the way.
Yeah,
Paul.
Exactly.
Paul's big giant, you know, office skyscraper.
It's creepy.
One person in the entire building.
You're right.
But then you hear a noise. Wait, and you think,
oh, I'm supposed to be
the only one in here. What's that noise somewhere?
Well, I'll be on the air so you guys can document the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll have audio, which Paul's murder. It's ratings boost, I would imagine. Paul gets murdered live on the radio.
It's funny. I can look down the hall from where I sit.
Yeah. Are you going to bring a knife or anything in? I would have to bring some protection.
Yeah, I'll bring I got a bat in my trunk.
Okay, bring the bat. I'm not kidding. You don't coronavirus zombie.
I mean, this
here.
Morning is a little extra creepy. At least last week, there were still a couple of other people in the studios, right?
There's one other show here.
There is another show here.
KSON is here. They're here, and it's us and them, and then we will be out tomorrow.
So will their producer still be here?
I think so.
Okay, so I won't be alone.
I mean, you won't be alone, but pretty alone.
Pretty alone.
You'll be alone in this room, which is weird. It's very strange. All right, Ben. So we will be broadcasting from the Ben and Woods bunker. Totally original idea. How do we do this logistically?
I assume that if there is an extra key, that we just give you a key and you just show up a little early like you normally do.
Is there an alarm or anything I need to worry about?
Well, I don't think I should be giving out all the security secrets to the compound on the air, but rest assured, I think you're going to be able to get in. And the good news is that it's not like one of those back houses where you have to go through the front house or the yard or anything. It's to the side. It's got its own little parking area.
Amazing.
So, you know, if you're quiet, you shouldn't even wake anyone up.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Just sneak around to the door and walk down the little path, and you go in the door, and you'll be in, ready to go.
Okay.
So it's far enough away from the main house that you probably won't disturb anybody.
Okay, so I will be there. Ready to jam tomorrow.
I will show up. Now, tomorrow I'll show up early. Just to make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
Not at 4 a.m., but...
Well, I mean, I'll probably be there about 4.
Yeah, but you should be able to get in, I would think. We'll leave it unlocked for you tomorrow.
There's a small part of me that's excited. It's interesting. You know, it's new. And then that will last about 15 minutes as I miss my comfort of my chair and us being here.
See, now that's the big question. There's like a kitchen table.
Yeah.
If you want to set up, you know, officially with a laptop and everything.
Yeah.
There's also the more comfortable like couch with coffee table set up if we would like to go that direction.
I feel like
it's kind of an L-shaped couch where we could be on opposite ends easily 6 feet apart and... Feel a little more comfortable and relaxed.
I feel like we'll sound lazy. I do. When we were at spring training, we had to broadcast from a couch, and there were times I found myself just sinking into the couch. I want to try to stay up.
And then AJ Preller walks in.
Right.
Like, oh.
Now I'm laying here with my hand in my pants, lean back on the
couch. I don't think AJ Preller is going to walk into the combat.
No, he's not. He's not. But yeah, this will be interesting, guys. And again, we're very appreciative of the fact that, you know, we even get to do this right now because there are so many out there that can't. And, you know, you can always listen live on the radio.com app. There's your new best friend. I'm finding so many people that are writing me saying, dude, I used to listen for 20 minutes in my car. I'm listening for like 3-4 hours a day now. So hopefully you enjoy what you hear and stick with us and continue to tell your friends. As we start year 3 of Ben and Woods right now.
Yeah, that is one of my concerns because, you know, I look out and I see less cars on the roadways.
Yeah. Fewer cars
on the roadways. I worry that means that there's fewer people listening to the show. But maybe the opposite is true, given the fact that you don't have to get out of the car and then go into work where maybe you're not allowed or able to listen to the show. Perhaps you can now listen to more of Ben and Woods, that you've just got the thing rolling all the way through 9 o'clock.
Which I love.
Which would be fantastic.
It's great. You can also listen on your smart speaker or your smart speaker.
Preferably your smart speaker.
Yeah, okay. All right. You could just do your smart speaker or the smart speaker as well.
No, smart
speaker. Tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, put on Ben and Woods 97.3 The Fan.
One of the unusual things about this whole change in schedule is that, you know me, I never do my homework that you assign.
Right.
For the show.
Oh, you did it.
I did.
Good.
This weekend.
I didn't want to ass whip you about it. Because I don't know. You're busy.
Still busy, but...
I sent a little text out on Saturday, and you responded. Woods didn't hear from Ben, so I was like, oh, Ben's not going to
He's not
going to
do
it.
I was hoping to get Shelly to watch with me, but she just decided she doesn't want to watch.
She's out on it.
She's out.
Okay. Well, that's we are of course talking
God,
about
that's her loss.
We are talking about Tiger King, and we're gonna we watched now. Many people, Paul included, watched the whole thing. We're not going to review the whole thing. We are going episode by episode every Monday. It's the only way to drag this thing.
I only watched the first episode.
Same here. Yeah. And I'm going to watch the next episode next weekend for Monday's show. I watched one, and it was very difficult to not continue.
Luckily, not nervous about like spoilers or anything?
I've already seen a ton. I'm not spoiler guy. I don't care. I'm not the guy that gets all butthurt. It's been weeks of Tiger King right now. The memes are everywhere. We've been made into a Tiger King meme. It is a wild, wild ride.
Other than, of course, Joe Exotic, who's kind of the centerpiece of the show. And if you haven't seen Tiger King,
go watch it.
Join us. I mean, we're not going to give away too much because we don't know what's happened yet, but you can start watching as well on Netflix. But essentially, it's a documentary that stretches back 5 years, centering around this this exotic cat private zoo owner in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Named Joe Exotic, and the Tiger King.
He is something.
And he is something.
So we're saving this for seven, though. This is seven. This is prime time, Benny.
Yeah.
No, okay, good.
I'm just saying that, you know, giving you the overview.
The overview. The 30,000 foot.
I did do my homework.
Good.
Which was nice.
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. What else did you guys do? I saw you got in trouble posting a picture of your wife, Shelly, doing yoga.
I didn't get in too much trouble. I tried to make it as
a funny bit,
a tasteful picture as possible. That I knew I was risking not getting approval of the picture before putting it on social media.
Right.
Normally, I think it's an unspoken rule, but it's been clearly implied to me that any picture that includes her must receive her final go-ahead before any social media posting.
Well, especially these days, while everyone's locked down and like barely showering and much less like look like doing themselves up, it's like it's imperative that you get approval to.
But
post
I things. I was at my kitchen window and she was out in our back little patio doing her yoga. Which,
yeah.
You know, she can't go to her yoga studio anymore.
She's been so dialed
and
in.
I was just so impressed. Yeah, I was so impressed that she was out there working hard. And I mean, she wasn't cutting corners. She had a iPad that was streaming like a yoga class, and she was doing it out on her mat. And I was just so impressed. I thought, I need to take a picture of this. This is very impressive. So I tried to take it tastefully. I was, you know, far enough away, and she was sort of obscured by a table, but you could see her stretching. Then I thought, I think this is going to be acceptable to just go ahead and post.
Yep.
And so I didn't get in too much trouble. There was definitely a side eye, like, well, maybe this time you get away with it, but don't be assuming this is the new normal, that you can just post pictures of me and put them on the internet.
At will. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of side eye. A lot. Paul, how has your side eye been?
Getting some side eye.
You getting side eye?
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of side eye at home. Lots of side eye.
Yeah, lots. Side eye.
Side eye. Lots of side eye. Lots of, what are you doing? I'm like, wow, just trying to make it. Just trying to grind through this thing, you know. Just the we'd love to hear from you guys too. What's going on at your? I want to. That's the fascinating part to me. How people's. I love interpersonal. I should have been a sociologist. I'm a voyeur, Ben. I really am, and that's what that voicemail's for. I want funny ass stories of your relationship. All right, that number again. The Friar Phil voicemail, 619-798-4892. Phil. That thing up. Make Paul have to weed through 700 phone calls of funny stories. That's what we want. What's going on at home? How are you guys dealing with it? You had any fights about what? Any dumb fights? Things like that. That's what I want.
After working and eating at home most of the week, I did restart the takeout challenge on Saturday, and we went and picked up sandwiches from Board and Brew.
What a great call that was.
Which was fantastic.
They're so good.
Even cheated just a little bit on my program. I went with like the whole wheat, not like just white sourdough bread, to try to make it a little healthier. But I thought I need a real sandwich here. I've been good for a month.
Yep.
And just had to get one with the turkey and the avocado. Really, really fantastic.
We did. Now I got takeout twice. Am I supposed to be posting videos?
If it's a local business,
it is.
Yeah,
it's Fish District.
Tag 97.3 The Fan SD on Twitter.
Okay,
show us your video if you want to support your local business.
I do.
That's fine. If you don't, then don't. But if you do, and you, right. Your place is doing takeout,
this is going to be.
Where's Fish District? I don't think I've been there.
It's in Solana Beach. It's really good.
Okay.
A little strip mall. It's phenomenal.
All right.
Oh my god, the mahi tacos,
oh, yeah.
And this is a little bit of Pandora's box. I'm much more of a supportive person in private.
Right.
Than I am in public. I it's Pandora's box a little bit. And I'm not judging anyone. I kind of am. But I feel, you guys know what I'm saying? Not you, because this is like,
yeah,
your,
I'm
this
thinking
is your
you're
video.
Attacking
I'm not, it's
me
not you,
right
it's
now.
Not, I'm not attacking
basically
you.
Basically what I'm thinking.
It's not you. It's just others. I guess I need to look past it and realize this is a weird time, and the more promotion of good things, the better. It bugs me sometimes, and let's just take the coronavirus out of it. But it bugs me. I used to get mad. Oprah would give like a nickel away, and she'd make like a 2-hour special about it, and it would always drive me crazy. I would just do it in private. somebody needs help, I'll help you. I don't need the big fanfare about it. Does that make sense?
Right. And I'm not.
But I think now.
I'm reluctantly doing this.
I know. But I think now, you guys, now may, is now the time for more of that?
But I feel.
More of your good duties?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it's a good duty. I mean, part of the takeout challenge, as I said in the first one, it's the easiest challenge ever.
It is.
You're just going and grabbing takeout food to eat at home, which we all hopefully have done, you know, for a long time. And, you know, if you can support local businesses, if you can't do it, you know, if you can't afford to go out right now, it's not like we're going to be mad at you. We're not shaming people who aren't doing the takeout challenge.
No.
You're not pouring an ice bucket on anyone. There's no unpleasantness. On Saturday, I went out and got a Board and Brew sandwich. It was fantastic. It was delicious. It was easy.
So are we saying more promotion of our good deeds? Is that what we need right now in the coronavirus?
I don't even call it a good deed. It's just a public service. It's a reminder, this place is open right now. They could probably use your support if you're going out somewhere.
Sending us your takeout challenge videos. Oh, yeah. Tag us at 93TheFan SD. And just keep supporting our local businesses.
Now, question, real quick. What is 93TheFan?
It's 97.3, I guess. There's just a 7 in there, but
keep sending us your takeout challenge videos. Tag us at 93TheFan.
97.3TheFan.
Now, Paul, you did not edit that audio, right?
No.
That was straight from from Ben's.
It's one take. I mean, it's not like edited. I'm not going back.
Yeah,
and
but like, you
reviewing
know,
reviewing the script to the copy. It's just coming off the top of my head.
But you know, the radio. Like, I would think out of all the copy, that would be the part that you got right.
I'm still, we've been here less than a year. Figuring it out. Sometimes I think it's 93.7 the Fan.
Yes.
Then 95.3 the Fan.
San Diego Sports Leader. Yeah. 97.3 the Fan. Or 93 the Fan. Whatever. I mean, listen, again. Whatever.
Tag us at 93TheFan.
Now, I gave a guy, in full disclosure, I gave a homeless guy $20 the other day. Should I have filmed that and posted it?
If you think other people should be doing the same thing.
Well, I obviously do. I think times are really hard, but I feel weird doing that. Right?
Yeah. I mean, you'd want to get his permission.
My wife's about
first.
To text me, too. Yeah. You're giving homeless 20? People $20? Yeah, I did.
If every person, a homeless person you meet, $20, you'll be broken. About 5 days.
It's true.
Congratulations, Woods.
I just felt really bad.
Rindle Report is coming up next. Plus, we begin the Final Four, our Tournament of Drops. You do not want to miss it. It's Ben and Woods, the 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.